David has a complicated relationship with his son, Absalom. It's an interesting one because on the one hand, there is this fighting that's going on. Absalom is trying to actually kill his father. And David really doesn't have much of a fatherly relationship with his son. As a matter of fact, I believe that when he hears that Absalom dies, it's the first time in the account of David and Absalom that he refers to Absalom as his son. We know in our lives that we can all have very broken relationships. It would be interesting to know what might have happened had David been able to acknowledge the brokenness much earlier in the life of young Absalom. We won't know that. But it does serve as a reminder to us that we have to be recognizing in our own lives those people with whom there may need to be healing in relationships that we have with them. It can be with family, it can be with friends, it can be with relatives, it could be with co-workers. But whatever it is, we need to be reminded of what David ultimately learned today, that at some point it will be too late. That's what David experiences today. And his freedom from Absalom, who was challenging him as king, was really tarnished so badly because of the sadness that David felt. There is so much brokenness in the world. Let us make it our prayer today to ask God to heal the brokenness that is part of our lives and the lives of others.